Welcome to the 2013 Chords of Distinction Recognition Ceremony. I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and one of the greatest privileges I have in my role is to work with student leaders who are involved in many co-curricular activities on our campus. That may be student government, athletics, student clubs and organizations, drama productions, musicals, and choir, just to name a few. In addition, all of the recipients are students, and to borrow from a statement from the NCAA about student-athletes, almost all of them will be going pro in something other than their co-curricular activities. That will likely be something related to their academic major, but not necessarily. Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver or gold." All of the students that you see here today are ones who have earned a good reputation, and that will follow them all the days of their lives. That's the legacy of being a Chords of Distinction recipient. Now, it doesn't mean that any one of them is perfect. We know, since we invited parents and family members could probably tell stories to remind each one of them of that. But today, you will get to hear some of their outstanding accomplishments. I can't stand here in this chapel without being reminded that this class of 2013 has been outstanding. The whole class gathered here for a senior banquet, and we recognized that the sum of this class is greater than the individual parts. We heard from four members of the class, and they shared senior reflections and let us know in no uncertain terms ways they have grown in their 4 years at EMU. Particularly in this day when college and the value of college is being questioned like never before, perhaps because of some hedonistic and self-centered students who are perceived as partying for 4 years and learning little, or perhaps concerns that graduates won't earn enough to guarantee all of you as parents a financial ROI, it's refreshing to hear from those who have found the great joy that is a byproduct of learning while seeking to both serve and lead others by positive example. I believe what you hear today will, if you're lacking it, restore your faith in young people, as mine has frequently been restored by hearing all the ways in which both recipients and the nominees for the Chords of Distinction have chosen that kind of path. I'd like all of you to look on the back of your program, and you'll see a list of students who were nominated for the Chords. There are students who completed their application by sending additional personal information about their volunteer activities, and they are all to be congratulated for making a difference on the campus and in the broader community. Our selection committee always wishes that we could award more than 10 students this award because other nominees have been very deserving. I'd like you to please take a moment now to note these nominees by name and any of them who are here. I'd like to invite you to stand and be recognized. Let's give them a round of applause. Each year, EMU awards 10 of its graduating seniors with this special honor, the privilege of wearing the blue and gold Chords of Distinction for the commencement ceremony. I came here in 2003, 10 years ago, and I saw this thing, Chords of Distinction. What's that? When I asked what we were doing as a committee, what our goals were, I learned that the reason for the Chords of Distinction was that students really felt that the value of their years at EMU could not be measured by a cumulative GPA and that going through graduation and receiving cum laude, magna cum laude, or summa cum laude was a great accomplishment, but they really bought into the idea that being an EMU student was much more than simply academic endeavors. So the aim of the Chords was to draw attention to students who may or may not end up being honors grads, but who definitely had made a distinctive contribution to the community on campus as well as off campus. And that's very fitting with EMU's mission. And that is the reason why this particular recognition was added for graduation weekend, believing that it is an important way of recognizing students. You'll see in your program that the way of choosing the students is those three areas: impact on the internal communities, affecting the institutional image, and a strong impact on external communities. Finally, they're all in good standing academically in the academic dean's office and behaviorally in student life. At this time, each recipient will be recognized by someone who either nominated them or who knows them well from direct interactions in or outside the classroom. We will proceed in the order listed in the program until all are recognized, and then President Lauren Schwarzentruber will have the closing blessing. Let's begin with Dr. Judy Mullett recognizing Nels Okerson. Judy?
Nels, there's a file on my desktop simply labeled with your name, Nels. And it's been there for 4 years. In it are Nels-inspired lists of ideas to share with others, concepts to write about, thoughts for classes, and multiple drafts of a co-written article, one of which was just published last week in Adult Learning. We began the co-writing journey after teaming for the 2011 EMU-sponsored Conversations on Attachment Conference presentation. To know Nels is to have a worthy conversation. Someone once described humility as living by curiosity. Nels lives in a constant state of curiosity and thus humility. He looks for surprise and poses the most fascinating questions to live into. At EMU, he didn't initially seek leadership, it found him. And whether tutoring sixth graders, co-creating the first student-led and student-designed course for credit at EMU, compiling data for the HRFC Board of Directors, connecting with peers as a community advisor, or leading the SGA, Nels knows how to walk with, behind, and in front. And wherever he goes, he inspires conversation. He's as much at home with biological research, which is his major, as narrative practice. He's a 21st century polymath. Now, that Nels file on my desk could have easily been labeled, as Ken noted, could have been labeled the class of 2013. And what I've said about Nels describes the spirit of this class. And we faculty know that. I mean, who among you, the seniors, threaded the change experienced in our community these past 4 years, or what combination gave your good work its character? We'll never know for sure. But we do know that we would do well to pray that you will take this character wherever you go. The world needs this form of humility more than innovation itself. This is a class that believes we are here to hand each other on. This class, not individuals, but a collective, exemplifies three chords, not easily broken, and this is your legacy. And Nell stands here as a worthy prototype. We're blessed to know him and each member of this class. Thank you, Nels.
Michael Allen. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. Hallelujah forevermore. Now, these opening lyrics in a chapel led by the music in the congregation class were followed by Michael stepping out and leading out with the spirited, why did he come? He came bringing peace. And this call and response style of worship music suited Michael well. In his presence as an emboldened and talented leader among the campus community widened that day. Now, Michael was already known as a star athlete. As a first-year student, he broke EMU records in track and field. In fact, he currently holds the records for indoor and outdoor long and triple jump. He also, early on, found himself stepping up in leadership with the gospel choir and with Black Student Union. And in addition, he served as a ministry assistant, oftentimes connecting with others while playing the piano in the residence hall lounge. I was just going to say playing the piano in a lounge. And I was afraid you'd think of other kind of lounge out in the community. He did get out in the community. Much of what has helped Michael stand out is his presence right here on campus. He spent the majority of hours each week for 4 years right here, becoming well-connected with meeting people and building relationships with a broad range of students, faculty, and staff. His contribution to community building includes the simplicity of greeting others on the sidewalk or in the cafeteria. Perseverance also played a role, as Michael was one of few athletes who stuck with the track program through several coaching transitions. Well, times have not always been easy for Michael. He's had to weather the loss of being away from his primary faith community, a place of deep meaning for him, and struggle through financial challenges, learning the blessing of being in community amidst having a balanced due hanging over his head. Struggle is no stranger. Yet opportunities to bless the community both on campus and beyond continued to come his way. His music has lifted the spirits of many of us and neighbors at our community place, the Virginia Mennonite Retirement Center, Mennonite Central Committee Relief Sale, and a few local congregations. When invitation and opportunity present themselves, Michael responds, and he delivers. Chords of Distinction for Michael Allen.
Ryan Eshelman will graduate this spring from EMU with dual degrees in biology and philosophy and theology and a minor in English. Ryan has had a stellar academic career. He has maintained a 3.83 GPA and has been on the Dean's List each semester. He is receiving the Chords of Distinction Award because he exudes leadership and a high degree of commitment and maturity. And he is willing to share his multifaceted talents within the local EMU community and beyond. He also happens to be a very good soccer player. He started and played in 77 matches in his 4 years on the men's soccer team, serving as captain during his senior year. He was recognized as ODAC Academic All-Conference each year. He was selected 2 times to the first team All-ODAC men's soccer team, once to the ODAC All-Tournament Team, twice to Virginia's Sports Information Director's All-State First Team, and the Virginia SID Academic All-State Team, twice to the COSIDA Academic All-District Team, and twice to the NSCAA Scholar All-Region Team. And this season, he was named ODAC Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete of the Year for Men's Soccer. Last week, he was presented with the EMU Athletic Department's highest honor for athletic performance, academic work, and service, the President's Award. He is an outstanding, dedicated student athlete and a person of greatest integrity. He is very versatile with his gifts. He's deeply rooted in his faith and has developed a strong passion for serving the community and sharing his talents. Ryan has been involved in on-campus activities, including co-editor-in-chief of the Weather Vane, the Honors Program, Honors Council, Royal Society, co-facilitating LARTS 350, an integrated approach to wisdom. He was a teacher assistant for Honors 111. He has been a member of the PPHS Club. Ryan participated in the semester-long cross-cultural in India. He was a regular participant in intramurals. He served as a CA. Service involvements that he has undertaken in the local and broader community include volunteering at Book Savers, Lancaster General Hospital, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. He's also served as a local soccer referee and a staff member of Kick Soccer Camp. He's been a busy man. Ryan has been described by others as always being an inspiration to me. I have the utmost admiration for his hard work and determination that he puts into every aspect of his life. That was one of his teammates. I say about Ryan that he is a gifted athlete, an intelligent young man, and a student athlete who exemplifies the type of player that we want representing EMU. He has been a strong model to his teammates by his discipline in all aspects of his life, both on and away from our campus. He's led by example in each setting that he's been exposed to throughout his time here. My hope is that through your involvement in our campus community, Ryan, that you're well equipped to deal with the challenges and any adversities that you might face as you leave this place. Why does Ryan do it? This is what he says. He says, "The thing that I have appreciated most about my time here at EMU is the way that I have been treated as a person of importance and encouraged to think of everyone in the same way. My uniqueness as an individual has been commended, challenged, and guided in positive ways."
Darian A. Harnish. When I think back over these 4 years and the wonderful web of connections and relationships you have woven across campus and throughout the community, I can't help but visualize you with your phone or Nook in one hand, coffee in another, sitting at a table in Common Grounds with two or three other students working on some project. A multitasker extraordinaire. Your ability to not only generate ideas, but also to see them through has always impressed me. Whether you were tutoring in the Academic Support Center, writing for the Weather Vane, birthing Safe Space as a student organization, or serving on SGA or as a pastoral assistant in campus ministries, you've embraced multiple roles on campus, always asking hard questions, challenging the status quo, pursuing change, and holding high expectations for yourself and others. The business department affirms your contribution as a student, scholar, and servant. They express their gratitude this way, and I quote, "A tremendous student, navigating the rigorous combo double major of economics and accounting. As if that didn't require his full attention, Darian also took time to tutor students struggling with difficult economics courses for the past 3 years. Darian not only contributed to our classes for the sake of corporate learning, but also pushed us to stretch the limits of our understanding to respond to his very good questions. He's kind, considerate, smart, analytical, critical thinker, outstanding debater, fantastic writer, diligent worker, well-rounded. For me, Darian, the most significant part of your 4 years has been your willingness to share your own story. Stories matter. Stories engage us as whole people, intellect, emotion, spirit, and body. Stories bring us together. You've shared your story with us in deeply personal and vulnerable ways, and have helped us see how our policies, language, and attitudes can both be harmful and healing. You've extended grace and modeled hospitality in the midst of difference, creating space to sit together, to weep and laugh, to lament and celebrate. I know deep and meaningful relationships matter to you. You take words, actions, and beliefs that slice you raw and use them to build a foundation of community, conversation, and forgiveness. Your ability to give second or third or fourth chances to people, this community and the church continues to humble us day after day. You've expressed your longing for safety, a place to call home in the Mennonite church. You've modeled hanging in there when it would have been easier to walk away. Your critical questioning, courageous and unwavering commitment to the church with a heart for inclusion fills me with hope. And now as you graduate, be assured that your story remains with us as part of our communal story, reminding us that we are always better together.
Josh Kanagi came flying into EMU with every intention of saving the world. He landed on the ground running, and he did not stop. He participated in Peace Fellowship, Safe Space. He was a student representative for the Creation Care Council. He was co-president of Earth Keepers, garden coordinator for the Sustainable Food Initiative, and a community assistant for the Summer Peace Building Institute, and many of these for multiple years. He helped initiate and teach the first student-led course at EMU, and notably, he co-founded and led the Conflict-Free Campus Initiative, which EMU adopted this year. Ask him about it. In the community, Josh has volunteered for Patchwork Pantry, the International Festival, Blacks Run Cleanup, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, our community place, the North End Greenway, many, many more. But it's not this long list that's most impressive about Josh. I agree with Judy Mullett when she says that we've rarely seen a student who takes an idea and gives feet to it with such wisdom and hard work and responsibility. He's a gentle, kind spirit who resonates with the pain of others and the earth, and then does something about it. Given that he's known for all this hard work and industry, I was moved by his speech for the C. Henry Smith competition this spring. It was titled, Molding Peace Within, Reflections of a Recovering Workaholic. Josh, in your speech, you asked us to consider self-care. After all, we are part of creation, too. You said, quote, this is about molding yourself and your environment to support your capacity to thrive. And you quoted Thurman, don't ask yourself what the world needs, ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. We know that service is what makes you feel alive, because you've shown us by giving feet to so many efforts here, but mostly because you've molded yourself and your environment here at EMU to support your own capacity to thrive, but also to support personal, social, and environmental sustainability for all of us. Next year, your feet are taking you to Calcutta, India, where you'll be serving with Mennonite Central Committee's SALT program. And in that work and in your future, take care of your feet. And may you find the life-giving balance of passion, meaningful work, and relationships of support. It is my great pleasure to award you, Josh Kanagi, with the Cords of Distinction.
Josimar, Diaz-Castro, to my left. First met Josimar when he was part of my Anabaptist Biblical Institute class, which I teach in Spanish every Monday here at this very place. This class happened even before Josimar graduated from Harrisonburg High. Right away, it became evident that before me, I had a deep thinker who seemed eager to critically engage questions about God, church, faith, and life in general. I have seen Josimar grown significantly in the last 4 years of his life. He has become a seeker of truth as well as a committed follower in the way of Jesus. Out in the community, Josimar has demonstrated deep care for those who are the subject of injustice around him. He has made other people's causes his own. Just hanging out with him, I have learned to raise my own voice before our local government representatives on behalf of those who don't have a voice. He has been an important advocate for the cause of our local dreamers here in Harrisonburg and a key community organizer for the current struggle for immigration reform in this country. Josimar also spent last summer as a pastoral intern in Iglesia Discipular Anabaptista IDA, a local Mennonite congregation. This with the Ministry Inquiry Program. Josimar has also had broad involvement on campus. He was part of the Multicultural Services Office, where he worked as a work study during his freshman and sophomore years. He has also been part of our Latino Student Alliance during his years at EMU. I've been privileged to interact with Josimar as an instructor, supervisor, mentor, lately as a pastor even, but most importantly as a friend. I strongly believe that Josimar clearly has captured the serve and lead emphasis that is central to an EMU education. I'm totally convinced that these values will serve Josimar well, both inside and outside the church. I encourage you, Josimar, to keep on exploring your ability for deep theological reflection. Keep on putting your thoughts on paper. Keep on asking the hard questions that you usually do ask. This is just the beginning for you, Josimar. We are all proud of you, and I'm sure especially your parents who are here are so proud of you. And you definitely, absolutely deserve this course of extension today. So. Thank you.
Come with me and step into Julia's apartment. Look around and you'll see her eye for beauty and a quality of gentleness in the paintings that she's done. Over here, closet doors have been removed to create a little more space for guests. And on the table is her tea set to host and provide a space for conversation with fellow students, with ministry assistants, with Shane Claiborne, and me. One of her professors says, everyone seems to know Julia because they've come over for tea or because they've heard her speak in Common Grounds about the conflict-free campus initiative focused on the Congo. Perhaps they know Julia through her leadership role with SGA, with Peace Fellowship, or Res Judicata, or from something she's written in the Weather Vane. Or maybe she's met with them one-on-one throughout the year in Julia's role as a pastoral assistant. At EMU, we hear the slogan, to serve and lead in a global context, which Julia already is putting into practice. I've listened to her reflect on a cross-cultural semester in Belgium, her ministry inquiry program summer with a church in San Antonio, Texas, her travel with a Christian peacemaker team to Iraq, and finally, because, hey, the tickets were so cheap, about her spring break in Istanbul. Characteristically, she drew four other students into going along with her. Julia is a person of mystery. With all her involvements in travel, when did she do her homework? I'm sure she's had plenty because not only is she graduating with a major in history, but also minors in peace building, pre-law, political studies, philosophy, and Bible and religion. Julia is profoundly curious about the world, and her studies point toward a vocation of advocacy for human rights, for systemic change, and for cultivation of deep relationships. A graduate student here at EMU from Africa says that she has a heart of peace, sense of leadership, and competency of mobilization. She loves to, quote, to plan adventures to brighten people's day. She's one of my heroes, says one of her faculty mentors. She is the best we have. And now, Julia, we have to let you go, knowing you have truly made our campus community a better place. Wherever you go and recreate your apartment of hospitality, you'll continue to share all you've learned and integrated in yourself with friendships you've begun here, within the wider church, and to strangers in other places who will become your colleagues and friends. I am so proud to present to you the Cords of Distinction.
Whenever I have the privilege of writing a tribute recognizing the outstanding characteristics and behaviors that contributed to recipients receiving the Cords of Distinction, I know that they had good role models somewhere even before coming to EMU. I also know that in many cases, it was their parents. So all of you as parents of Cords of Distinction recipients have the right to feel that you have contributed to this recognition. And yes, even the right to feel just a little bit proud. From knowing Hannah earlier in life, that's not just abstract conjecture. I first met Hannah around 1995 when my wife Judy and I were part of her parents' small group in First Mennonite Church, Iowa City, while I worked at the University of Iowa from 94 to 97. She was about the height of her parents' kitchen table when she played with our daughter Rachel and son Dan. Roger and Cindy Schrock were not only welcoming to us, they helped us move our three small children twice within Iowa City, and even helped us remove wallpaper and repaint both places. That's the kind of service and work ethic that Hannah witnessed and she adopted as she looked for ways at EMU to help students who needed it as they went through transitions. I saw Hannah take note of the students who were not being heard or who might feel left out. She not only sat with them in the cafeteria to be sure that they felt valued, but she also made sure that they had a voice by representing their needs on student government. Hannah developed her leadership skills within EMU as she served first as a senator of the SGA and later as co-president for three semesters. She was a community advisor for Res Life for 2 years, led the Union of Student Organizations, and represented students on the university's Strategic Planning Council. There's a lot of meetings. Yeah. She collaborated with other student leaders, to get things done, including initiating a new fall fest that mirrors Spring Fest put on by the Campus Activities Council. She recognized that helping others become future leaders was key in keeping the SGA strong. And so she has, quote, passed the SGA gavel, end quote, to new leaders who are ready to lead because of her example. Hannah's impact on the external community was equally important. As a student member of the organizing committee, she supported the initiation of EMU's first annual Martin Luther King Day of Service in the spring of 2013 that brought students and community members together to work on projects in the Northeast neighborhood and to eat together at our community place. In spring 2012, the SGA, under her leadership, allocated money from the student lecture series to bring in Shane Claiborne as a keynote speaker for the MLK Day of Service. She also chose to use her personal time to plan and lead a student YPCA spring break service trip to Sharing with Appalachian People, the SWAP program in West Virginia. Following her parents' example, she organized student groups from EMU to help participate in building a Habitat for Humanity house, and she volunteered with Harrisonburg and Rockingham Thermal Shelter to serve meals and spend time interacting with homeless members. In describing her motivation for service, Hannah stated, "Service is a value that I have grown up understanding as a key component of my faith, and following the example that Jesus provided has shaped the way I relate to others. Service is not a one-way street. I usually end up feeling like I took as much away from the experience as I contributed." From her own description, I'm sure that Hannah has received much, but I'm also sure that Hannah has accomplished far more than she will know this side of heaven. It's because of this mixture of accomplishments and humility that she exhibits that I am pleased to present Hannah Schrock the Cords of Distinction for 2013.
Perhaps you, like me, have observed with amazement others who can easily enter into conversation with just about anyone. Perhaps you also have observed that some of these folks are primarily interested in gathering as many friends as possible for their own needs and enjoyment. Well, although Kelly Schroeder is often seen talking with and engaging with almost anyone that she meets, we in the music department have observed over the years that her interactions have almost always centered on the other. She embodies EMU's mission of serving with compassion. Even before she was an official student at EMU, Kelly Schroeder began welcoming students to campus. While she was in line at summer orientation, she was introduced to Lauren Gibson. And there's an infamous story of her starting a conversation about shoes. And like right before my eyes, I just saw this connection, and a lasting and fast friendship had begun at that time. Many faculty and staff at EMU have witnessed Kelly's friendly presence with students and prospective students in informal ways that she initiated on her own and in official capacity as a royal ambassador for 4 years. She makes sure that everyone feels included, and she is wonderful at identifying other persons' gifts and affirming them. Each person who encounters Kelly feels noticed and valued. Her passion for music and using this art to minister to others was evident through her contributions to the student-led celebration that she helped coordinate. She was also a music leader in celebration for 4 years. In addition, she served in roles as a ministry assistant, a pastoral assistant, and was involved in many aspects of chapel on campus. She expanded her role of ministry, stretching herself, taking on leadership roles, and she found ways to connect even more deeply with those that she met. She's committed to sharing God's love through word, song, and deed. And yet, as one of Kelly's professors, I can attest to the fact that she did have time to attend classes. She made it clear from the beginning, she's in music education, that her primary interest in teaching is to reach all learners. When Kelly teaches, she observes how students are doing and she modifies her lessons accordingly. Her reflective practice is rooted in her desire to help each student. I think it was appropriate that her jobs on campus were working at the help desk in information systems and being a music tutor in the Learning Center. Kelly is always looking for ways to serve others. And I believe that this gift, combined with her work ethic, her love of music, and how she connects with people, will help to make Kelly an effective music educator and servant leader in the church. Her caring and positive spirit will be missed by many as she leaves EMU. Congratulations, Kelly.
Many of you might not know this, but as part of the process of filling out background information for this Chords of Distinction, students are required to answer the following question. This is part of the application process. Have you received any disciplinary outcomes at EMU? And if so, name the violation. Well, in his response, James Souder dutifully answered, and I quote, "Freshman year open house violation due to time change confusion." Obviously, James, you found yourself in the wrong place at no doubt what you thought was the right time. In fact, James, you have a habit of being at all the wrong places at exactly the right moments. And I'd like to tease out that idea of right and wrong a little bit more in the example of your life here on campus. Whether that involved being behind the other end of an EMU marketing or weather vane camera, capturing priceless expressions at precisely the right instant, bicycling to the wrong parts of town in order to deliver much-needed food to precisely the right people for the Sustainable Food Initiative, or practicing the right type of sustainable farming in structurally very wrongly represented communities in Philly, you seem to have the knack of being very present in all the wrong places, but at just the right moments. This is indeed a profound gift and calling. James, in all of the following, you have excelled. As an IEP conversation partner, a multicultural services mentor, and SPI community assistant, you have efficiently and fluidly worked with international and diverse students, somehow always learning how to rightly inhabit their worlds. As a chamber choir member, Jericho Road, and jazz band member, you have tooled your voice. You have brought your gift of the saxophone and your musical offerings to share with us the giftings that come from the right side of your brain. Through Earth Keepers, the Village Garden Program, and the Sustainable Food Initiative, we have all been challenged by the way that you have confronted a mammoth and very wrong U.S. food system. Through your roles as SGA president, EMU Honors Program member, and EMU class co-president, we have been provocatively inspired by the way you have exemplified, and very rightly so, the upside-down nature of servant leadership. But James, I don't just want to honor where you've come from and what you've done. You know me, and I'd like to speak into where you're going. Now, as you pursue the next season in your life, my admonition for you is to continue to pursue uncharted paths, roads less traveled, and in fact, what the selfishly ambitious world around us tells us are all the wrong places. So inhabit those unpopular, marginalized, and humbly wrong places. Spread out the borders of your tent in those incongruous spaces and set up camp amongst the unexpectedly prophetic margins that are teeming with life. In so doing, I believe you will be following the example of Christ, one who placed himself in all the wrong places for all the right reasons. You will do well, my friend, to follow in these footsteps. It is with my utmost pleasure and joy that I have the privilege of giving these cords of distinction.
Most people in our society tend to think that being a university president is a very difficult job. And I'm here to tell you it really is not that difficult. Because it really boils down to two very simple things. One is to hire the right people. And you just saw here just a small sampling of the right people who influence our students, who make a difference, who give sacrificially. And one of my principles in leadership is not to be afraid to hire people that are more intelligent than I am. And my friends say that's pretty easy for me. That's not setting the bar all that high. But again, you have seen that. The other part of my job is also in many ways not very difficult. It is to raise money. And it's not hard to ask for gifts when you believe in the mission of an institution and you enjoy being around people. But in reality, that's much more difficult here than a lot of people realize, because as we jokingly say in the development office, one of the big challenges is that far too many of our alumni have internalized the mission of this place. And I don't know if you were listening carefully, but I did not hear one reference to any of these students having a goal of leaving this place and earning as much money as they could possibly earn so that they could give it back to Eastern Mennonite University. I'm very disappointed. That's actually the truth. Not that I'm disappointed, but that as I interact with alumni all around the country and around the world, the reality is they have internalized the mission of this place, and it is to serve and lead. And they are willing to do that in very difficult and wrong places. And that's as it should be. But it makes my job a whole lot harder to try to raise the millions of dollars that we need for a new science center and for all the other things that we ought to have on this campus. But fundamentally, I want you to hear me loud and clear. I'm proud of these students, and I'm proud of our alumni who do internalize the mission of this institution. And I'll take the negative side and just work a little harder to find people who have the capacity to make the gifts, because they are out there and they do believe in the mission of this place and they are making a difference. And any of you who want to talk to me later afterwards, Give me your card. Thank you, each one of you, for all that you have contributed to this institution in your 4 years, and all that you will contribute in the years to come. That's the exciting thing about being here, is you get to watch this happen. You watch the growth that happens over a four-year period, even though to us it feels like a very short period of time. And you get to watch what happens later as they contribute around the world. And that's a pretty exciting mission to be a part of. We're proud of you, as we often say around here, in an humble sort of way. But we are grateful for all the influence that you've had on us and what you will contribute to the world, a world that is full of need. Let's pray together. God, we are profoundly grateful for the gifts that you give to all of your children. Gifts that you give to individuals and to communities. And today we thank you in particular for the gift of community. The opportunities to interact around a meaningful mission, to be involved as co-learners, challenging each other to grow, to change, to be more faithful. And I pray that your Spirit would continue to mold us, even as some of us leave this place and go on to other places of service. Grant to us the joy of your Spirit and the energy of your Spirit, so that, as we have been reminded again today by Josh and others, we do not burn out, even though we are called to make this world a better place. And I pray that each one of these students and graduates will find other communities with which to associate, so that they will continue to be sustained by your Spirit and your love. And today we thank you for the gifts that you've given to them as individuals, and we thank you for the strength and the gifts of their families and their home communities and their congregations and the many, many ways that they have been molded to this point in their lives and will continue to be molded for the rest of their lives. Thank you for this time of celebration. We pray your presence with us throughout the rest of this weekend as we continue to celebrate their accomplishments. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen. You are dismissed. Come see me if you need to.